On this type of Mitzvah Shem, we'll go through different inyonim of the Chag HaShavuos. For us, we'll start off with inyon, the Gemara Pesachim, and the Avsamach Ches, and Beis brings down a Machlokes, Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua, on every Yom Tov. Do you have to have Chatzi Lochem and Chatzi Lashem, or if you want to, is enough to have Kulu Lashem? So Reb Elezer holds, if you want, you could be Kulu Lashem, just learn and daven the whole Yom Tov. You can make a Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov that way. Reb Yeshua says, no, in every Yom Tov, there's a Chiyav of Chatzi Lochem and Chatzi Lashem. You have to also eat and have a Simchas Yom Tov. But tomorrow comes out that Omer Reb Elezer, Reb Elezer says, HaKol Moedim, both of them agree, everybody agrees that the Atzeres means a Chag HaShavuos and Atzeres. Chazal always calls the Chag of Shavuos Atzeres. We'll talk about this later on. So Gemara says, by Atzeres and Shavuos, the Bina Nam Lechem, you have to have a Simchas Yom Tov, you have to eat on Shavuos. The Gemara says, my time, and what's the reason? Because Yom Shenitnu B'Torah, who? This is the day the Torah was given, and therefore you have to have lochem, you have to eat, you have to have a Simchas Yom Tov. And really the question is, it should be just the opposite. If today is the day the Torah was given, so we should learn the whole day. Hey, everybody should agree, it should be Kulu Lashem. If you want to and you're able to, you should be learning and davening the whole day. This is the day the Torah was given. So what's the pshat that everybody agrees you have to have lochem? So Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara Pesachim. Rashi says, "Dibina naim lechem sheyismach boy b'maychel b'mishta." Person has to be happy with eating and with drinking. Laharo is to show shenoyech that it's easy. O makubu yom zeli Yisrael shenitnu Torah boy. It's an easy day, and we'll makabel the avam the fact that the Torah was given to us today. In other words, that we're accepting the Torah. It's not something like we're forced into it and we're sad about it. But the opposite, we want to show that we're happy with the Kabbalah HaTorah, and therefore we have the Suda, we show B'Achila and Mishtiyah. With a similar thought, the Chassam Sofer says in Parshas Vayechi, where he explains how come the Torah doesn't say clearly that the Chayv on Shavuos is to Mekabel the Torah. The Torah only says that Shavuos is a Chag HaBikurim, Chag HaKetzir Chitim. And he wants to say that the Torah can't like be mitzavaros to make a Yom Tov for the Kabbalah's Ol HaTorah, because if we have a tzivu for commanded, again, it's like an oil, it's not obligation, it's something that's hard. But Adarabba, Hashem wants it that on our own, with a simcha, the fact that today is the Yom of Matan Torah, and therefore we're very happy about it, and therefore we do it machmas simcha, that we'll makabel the simcha upon ourselves, machmas simcha. And Adarabba, the simcha is so great, and sometimes we even forget about the Ktzir Chitim and the Chiyav Bikurim, that the Simcha of Torah overweighs that. But our call upon him, like Rashi is saying, one pshat is that we have to show that we're happy and we're accepting the Torah Miyavah, and therefore there's a chayv to have Lochem, to have a Suda on Chag HaShavuos. Another way to explain this is that we know when Hashem gave us the Torah, we call it a Torah Schayim. It's a way of life. Like we say, what's called Halachos? The pasuk says, "Halichas oylem loy, al tikri halichas ela halochis." The pshat from the halochis, the tariyag mitzvahs in the Torah, really that's halichas, that's the root, the way we go. In other words, the Torah is given for life, that we have to live a Torahic life. Not only b'shas we're learning the Gemara when we're learning by Seifa, but even when we're eating, even when we're sleeping, even when we're doing lochem, it also has to be done al pi the Torah. And therefore, Shavuos is the yom Shenitnu by Torah, we have to have Lochem to prove this, to show this, that the Torah is even involved in the Lochem. It's also, we have to eat a Torahic eating. We have to speak the Simcha, a Torahic type of Simcha. It's interesting, there's a Pasuk in Megillas Rus, Paragimel, Pasuk Zayim, Vayoychal Boyez Vayisht, that Boyel ate his supper that night, and he drank, Vayitav Liboy, he was happy, and Vayovo Lishkov, Piktsaya Raimi went to go to sleep that night. And that was the night Vatovai Balot Vatagamar Glesavatishkav that Ruth was there that night. So the Pasuk says that the Boyaz ate and he drank and he was happy and he went to sleep. So Kapshut, you learn, he had a good night, he ate, he slept, he was satisfied, then he went to sleep. Rashi says when the Pasuk says Vayitav Liboy, so Rashi Osak Batira. He was Isaac in Tira. So who has this fit into the Pasuk? The Pasuk is talking about that he was eating, he was drinking, He was happy and he went to sleep. It's mashm, he was doing gashmir. He was doing lochem. Rashi says, Eisach batayra. And like was saying, it's very good that by bayis, even when he was eating, even when he was drinking, even when he was sleeping, the pshat from bayitiv libu was happy. It wasn't stam happy. Ein toiv ala tayra. He was happy because he was doing it through the union of Eisach batayra. He was doing it the way the Torah wants you to eat, the way the Torah wants you to drink, the way the Torah wants you to sleep. Like he understands that eating and drinking and sleeping is all for the purpose to make us strong, that we should be able to sit and learn. That's a siyua for Eisach batayra. So therefore, that's the pshat that everybody agrees on truth. You have to have lochem to prove this point that the Torah is involved even in the lochem, in the gashmias. And similar, this is the pshat, the gemar, next gemar in Psachim, that says, Omar Rabba, Rabba says that Akel Moidim b'Shabbos to be the Nam Lochem. Everybody agrees that on Shabbos also you have to have Lochem. My time of the Kurosal is Shabbos Einig. Shabbos has the mitzvah of Einig. And what's the Chiddush that Shabbos has to have Lochem? Because otherwise I would have thought to say Shabbos is the Makar HaKadusha. Shabbos is Makar HaBrocha. Shabbos, we're off from work. We're supposed to be Dovik close to Hashem. So maybe Shabbos all day we should be Dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamashma know that in Shabbos also we have to have Lochem. And the first one explained because Shabbos has the Kerech of Kedusha. And we have to Bedavka eat and have Gashmias on Shabbos. And the Pshat is that the Kedusha of Shabbos is there to Makadish the Gashmias. It makes it a Kedusha dik eating. A Suda Shabbos with Zemiras, with Achila and Shtiyah. It makes it a Kedusha dik type of Achila. So that's what Shabbos is for. Therefore, everybody agrees you have to use out the Kerech of Shabbos and Avlochem. The same thing was saying by Torah. Torah has the Kerech of Kedusha. Torah is Mekadishos. And even Achila and Shtia we have to do the Torah Kedusha to realize it's also a way of being Oved Hashem. And therefore we need the Torah to teach us Lochem. Another pshat could be is, like we know the Gemara Kedushin says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bara Yetzirah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created our Yetzirah. Or Barasi Torah Tavlin Loi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah, that's the spice that could kill out to take away Yetzirah. So it comes out that the Lochem, Stam just have Lochem to go after Taibus Olam Hazeh, it's very dangerous, because that's the Koich of the Yetzirah. He wants you to have Taibus, enjoyment of this world, and you go to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Pasuk says, V'chalta v'savata v'romno v'avecho v'shachatros Hashem l'kecho. You come to forget Hashem. And therefore, what protects us, that's the Torah. And therefore, on Shavuos is the Zaman Matan Teresenu. We got this tremendous Matan of Torah that protects us from the Yetzirah. Sadarab, we have to use it out on Shavuos. And therefore, on Shavuos, you have to have Lochem. You have to have a good Suda. You have to have a good Achila, good Shtiyah. And don't be afraid of the Yetzirah. You know why? Because the Torah protects us. Again, if you eat the Torah, the eating, the Torah will protect you. You don't have to worry, the Yetzirah will take you away. And Kipshuta, this is the Pshat in Moshe's Terrace to the Melochim. Another Gemara in Shabbos says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to bring down the Torah, the Melochim had questions. Told asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on here? Why are you bringing the Torah down, Baritz? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, answer them. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, look in the Torah. The Torah says mitzvahs kibud avim. The Torah gives mitzvahs of achila shtiyah. It doesn't apply to the Melochim. So Moshe went out and he was zeichet to bring the Torah down to Baritz. So that's like a pshat, it could be because of the Lochem. The fact that we have mitzvahs that pertains to Lochem, to us, that's why Moshe was zeichet to bring the Torah down. So you have to have this remnant to know that the Torah goes together with Lochem. And this is the Hezbah, that the Kedusha is HaTorah, the Kedusha is to protect us from the Yetzirah. The Melochem, they don't have the Yetzirah. They don't need the Torah in Shemayim. Mashenkin here, Ba'aretz, on this world, we have the Yetzirah. We need something to protect us. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this great matan of Torah, that Torah is called the Tavlin Loi. Torah is the spice. That's what protects us from the Yetzirah. So, Adarabah, we have to use out the Lochem and Shavuos to prove this point, that we were zeichet with the Kabbalah HaTorah, because we need the Torah to help us fight the Yetzirah. And Adarabah, with the Lochem, with the Gashmis, with the Anos of Olam Hazeh, if it's done with the Kerech of the Torah, Adarabah, it's Mekadishit, you receive more Kedusha, you don't have to worry about the Yetzirah. Now, Bemisin is even a bigger Madrega in the signing of Kabbalah HaTorah, Kabbalah Ol HaTorah. At the Or Gedalia brings down at the end, the Chag HaShavuos, brings down in Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah that says that by all the Kabbonis, it says Lashon of Chet in the Torah. All about Tzeres, but by the Kabbonis of Shavuos, Eng Siv Chet, it doesn't say Lashon Chet. So why? So Shami says that Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, that Mechiven Shekibaltam Aleichem old Torah, since you mekabel upon yourself the old, the yoke of Kabbalah HaTorah, Kilo lochotim yamechem, it's as if you didn't do any chatoim, as if you're pure, and therefore the kabbonis we bring on Shavuos is not machmas achet, because the actual kabbalah Torah is what's mechaper, wipes away all the chatoim. In other words, just like Bishas kabbalah Torah, we know Klal Yisrael at that time came to the madrega of Adam reaching kodem achet, that they were cheres from the Yetzirah, they were cheres from the Malach HaMavis, and they were Noki from Chet. So that's the way it always is. Whenever Klal Yisrael is mekabel upon himself the Yol HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menake them, cleans them from all the chatoim. So not only is the pshat that Torah is tavlin, that Torah is the spice that kills out the Yetzirah, but if a person is really mekabel upon himself the Ol, the yoke of Limud HaTorah, that's mechapa that purifies him, that's menake him. But his medayit or gedayit doesn't just say somebody that learns Torah. It says that he's mekabel upon himself the ikar, the oil of Torah. A person has to be mekabel, make a strong accept upon himself the oil, the responsibility to learn the Torah, to know the Torah, not just to learn. But you have to have this oil, the responsibility of learning kol haTorah and be mekayim the Torah. And the pshat from Kabbalah's oil is, just like by Har Sinai, when Klal Yisrael is mekabel the Torah, they prepared themselves that Achana 3 days before their Purim Mishtoim, their mekabel the Torah, Begedusha, Betaira, Beyira. That's where we have to mekabel upon ourselves also the oil. We have to accept upon ourselves the responsibility to be a total shomer, to watch the Torah, the Ava, with Kedusha and Betaira. Because Bemisim, we know, this is the Yisrael of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a mokum, we bring kabonis. We bring kabonis, the pshat is, that's a kapora, that forgives us for the averus. Since Rasant, the Ramban says that the Shechina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down, Bishas Kabbalah HaTorah, that was the greatest amount of Shechina ever came down to this world. The Ramban says that Shechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu took and put into the Beis HaMikdash, put into the Mishkan. The Shechina that we have in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's main, the Ashrois HaShechina that was there, Bishas Kabbalah HaTorah. So it's very good what we say now, that the Shechina of Kabbalah HaTorah was a kapora. It cleaned us. It made us nokim mikol chatoyim. So this koyach that there is in Klal Yisrael, to have a kapora, was given over to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, that through the avoidus of kabonis, that's the way we're mechaper ourselves. We have a kapora. But in Echnam, it all comes, the Yika, from the Kabbalah's Oral HaTorah. That's why the Achronim say, the Stiplus itself says, the Bezman Azeh, what's the Ika Kapor, a person that did Chatoim? He wants to have a Kapor, wants to become clean and noki. What's the way today? Amol, this from you to say that you didn't have tainus, fasting, give yourself Segufim, give yourself Yisurim. But he says that's not for today. Today, the practical answer is be makabel upon yourself the Yol HaTorah. That you accept upon yourself the yoke of learning the Torah, of knowing the Torah, of being shame with the Torah. That's Al Kapora. And that's the way it was, B'Shas HaSinai. Now, knowing the Torah, it's also, Shavuos is also called Chag HaBikurim, Chag HaKetzir, Chag HaBikurim. And the Pshat is, what's the mitzvah Bikurim? HaKoros HaTov, that you have to go to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave you your new crop. You have to take off the first, the best, and give it to the Kohen, a little HaKoros HaTov. So, this is really the Yisrael of Shavuos also, that a Jew has to have a tremendous amount of HaKoros HaTov, want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And Bemisin, the greatest present, the greatest Nesina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever gave into this world, before the Klal Yisrael, was B'Shas Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down his Torah from Shemayim. Like the Gemara in Shabbos says, that the Melachim Taina don't give it away. This is Beis Genozes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's treasure for 970 Duras before this world was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Torah, and we know the Torah is the blueprints for this world. Like the Chazal say, Yistaka b'yiraisa bor alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, and the way the Torah says it, that's the way he created this world. So the greatest matana, the greatest present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever gave us was the Kabbalah HaTorah, the Nesinas HaTorah. And therefore this happened on Chag HaShavuos, and therefore that's what the Torah calls it, Chag HaBikurim, meaning a Yid has to be in the matzav of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says about the Gashmias of the Bikurim, because that we see, that we really feel. But this is a limud hu adim. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tremendous present of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That we say in the Tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei, of the Gimur Regolim, we say, Ata v'chartonu mikol amim, you chose us. V'haftoi son v'tzisabon, we say, V'ramam tonu mikol ha'shonish, lifted us up. V'kidash tonu v'mitzasecho, v'kerev tonu makin lo v'resecho, v'shim chagol kosh, oleinu kurosom, this all happened by Har Sinai. This is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, gave us the mitzvahs, gave us the Kedusha. He lifted us up, all other nations. We became the Yam Segula. We became the Mamlechas Kainim, the Goy Kadosh. We are the special Am of Hashem. Like it says in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tefillin, the way Klai Yisrael is the Yam Miuchid, with the special Am. So this special Matono we receive Tak on Shavuos. So it's good why Shavuos is called the Chag HaBikurim. It's the Indian of HaKadosh HaTov. Like, we know really, as far as Ruchnius goes, that what's the Ikeperus of an Adam? That's the Torah and the mitzvahs that you do. Like the Pasuk says by the Meragdim, the Pasuk Moshe told them, see if there's an eitz there. And Rashi says there means any tzaddikim there. Tzaddikim will call an eitz, because an eitz gives off peiros, gives off fruits. Who are then tzaddikim, give off peiros, give off fruits. What's the Ikeperus of an Adam? His Maisim Tovim, his Torah that he learns. That the Gemara says, "Kol ha-malamed ben chavera Torah." If you teach your friend's son Torah, it's kilu yolda. It's as if you gave birth. You gave birth to him. Now that's your peiros. So the ikar peiros is of ruchnis is the limud Torah. And we know that Chag HaBikurim is the pshat is because Shavuos is a man adin on peiros. How much peiros ilon? How much will be grown throughout the year? Navadu Adin, that's the Pshat, say Yom Adin on Limud HaTorah also. Because the Ike Peris that we have, the Ike Peris saying, Boilam Azeh, that's the Maisim Tovim, that's the Torah that we do. So all this comes out through the Koyach of the Torah. Therefore, we have to have a tremendous amount of HaKadosh HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuos. Like really, the first time the Torah says about the mitzvah Simchas Yomtiv is by Chag HaShavuos. By Chag HaPesach, the Torah doesn't say the word Simcha. By Chag HaShavuos, that's the first time it says the word Simcha. True, by Chag HaSukkos is an extra ribui, V'samachta b'chagecho, V'yisa'ach sameach, L'rabois, it's a ribui. But the Ikka Makar of Simcha is by Shavuos, because the pshat is that we receive such a great present, a dugma. If somebody wins the great lottery, he lives $55 million. So he comes home that day, he's Mole Simcha. If small things break in the house, nothing bothers you. You got such a great present, nothing bothers you. You're Moli Simcha. That's the way every year has to be on Shavuos. This is the day that we receive the Torah, the Matan HaTorah, such a great present. We have to be Moli Simcha. And that's like Pshat HaBikurim. With Moli Simcha, we have to be Makat Toiv and want to appreciate and give a Koras HaTov back to Hashem. Also, we know that the Torah itself is Tchilos HaVesoifos Gemilos Chasodim. We know that's one of the reasons why we lay in Megillus Rus on Shavuos, that the Medrash says there's no halachas in Megillus Rus. It's Tchilosa B'Seifa Gemilus Chasodim. The Gemilus Chasodim that Noemi did to Rus, that Rus did back to Noemi, that Boaz did to Rus, it's all full of Gemilus Chasodim. Because that's what the Torah is. The Torah is also Mola Gemilus Chasodim. What's talking about Pshat? The Pshat is because we learn out Gemilus Chasodim to be kind to one another from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the mitzvah is, we have to be doyma to Hashem. Mahu rachum avatu rachim. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has midas, we have to be doyma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where do we see this midas Gemilus Chasodim? That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. That was the greatest mice of Gemilus Chasodim Shaykh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his special treasure that he had up in Shemayim from Dori Doris before the world was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that special matana That's the greatest ma'isa gemilas chasod m'shayach, of giving away a present to somebody else. So we learn out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean to be a goyim chasodim? So from that, the Torah itself teaches us to be gemilas chasodim. We know that was Avraham Avinu's midah, the midas avas chesed. Where did Avraham Avinu get this midah from? It says that he was in Stakel, he looked in Shemayim and he was makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the first one to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the world. He saw the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does that mean to say? He saw the way Hashem is goyim chasodim. Hashem gives us everything. And befrat, the greatest present was the Torah. And therefore, Avraham Avinu lived a life to be goyim chasodim to other people also. For what purpose? To makariv them the Torah. Like we say in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis, that Hillel v'Shammai kibbul mehem, Hillel oimer, have a mitah midah shel Aaron. You should be a Talmud of Aaron HaKohen. What's that midah? Oyev shalom v'roidev shalom. Have peace with one another. Oyev es abriyas, love people. Because it means to be nice to them, do gemilas chasodim with them. But what's the purpose? O mekarva la Torah, should bring them close to the Torah. That's the purpose of being nice to one another, is to bring them to the Torah. Because this inyan of gemilas chasodim, that's the motzias of the Torah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, that was the greatest ma'aseh gemilas chasodim. And therefore, by us learning the Torah, it's also the greatest ma'aseh of gemilas chasodim. But really, we say every day in davening, we say the Mishnah in Peyam, that Eilu Dvor say, we say the price of Eilu Dvor Shodom Eichu Perasem Berlam Azim, that Kekem Solom Kekem Solom. We say The price of the price, Mashma Talmud Torah is equal to all other mitzvahs, just it's only on top of the list, but it's not like a different thing altogether. And Rabban Kotzal used to explain like this, that here this Mishnah is talking about the Nyonim of Gemilas Chasodim. If you do kind actions one to another, Kivud Aven is Gemilas Chasodim, or Gemilas Chasodim. Achnos Chasorchem, Abikachem, Achnos Chalol, Vereis Hameis, these are all Vavoy Sholem, these are Nyonim of Chesed one to another. And you explain the pshat from the Mishnah why on these you eat perasim belo mazem, even though usually we say schar bayam alekam, there's no reward in this world, it's all in the next world. But the pshat is, this is midah kenegan midah. The fact that you had this midah, you are goyim chasodim, you are nice to somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu midah kenegan midah has to pay you back in this world. It's not the ikar schar, it's not the keren, that's no elam abom. But you get Perasayim Ba'olam Hazeh somewhat. You get this Midah Keneged Midah. Today we're talking about the Nyonim of Chesed. And still the Mishnah ends off at Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Meaning that the Brice ends off Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Means even in the Madrega of Chesed, the greatest Chesed a person could do is to learn Torah. That's what this Mishnah is talking about, this Brice about the Nyonim of Chesed. Then the Hanami of the actual Mahus of Limud HaTorah itself, the Cheshivas of Limud HaTorah itself, that's greater than a different planet, that's way above anything else, not on the same level at all. So the Pshat is here, we're talking about to be Goyim HaChasodim. You have to know the greatest contribution a Yid could do for this world. If people think, be a scientist, help out the world, do this and that, you have to know the greatest contribution that we could do for this world is learning the Torah. And we always say in Barisi Yom Avalar Lechukashman Vlevel Barisi HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight in Mainz Abreshit Yom HaShishi, that if Klai Yisrael will be Mekabel the Torah, there'll be a world. But if 1 second on this world nobody would be learning Torah, the world would go back to tohu vavohu, there'd be no world at all. It comes out that why is this world in existence? What gives the koyach for this world to be in existence, to run? That's only the koyach of the limud haTorah. And therefore, the greatest contribution, the greatest chesed you could do is by learning the Torah. That gives the koyach for the whole world to stay in existence. That gives the koyach for the shemesh, for the sun to come up in the morning. That gives the koyach of oxygen to live. That's the koyach for the whole bria to be here. It's only because of the koyach of the Torah. So therefore, the greatest chesed you could do is live in that Torah. So just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, that was the greatest ma'aseh chesed, because that's the side of Torah. And therefore, when we learn the Torah, that's also the greatest chesed we could do to keep the world going. And avad, this is limud b'chlal, that a yid has to do chesed one to another. That's what Hillel said, over half the recho kamecho, zekla godo b'Torah. But that's the ikim etzias of the Torah of doing chesed. Avos habriyah, helping out one another. Because that's what Torah does. Torah itself keeps the whole world going. So it's very good that we lay Megillah Shvus on Shvus, but that's what the Megillah has to teach us, the singing of Chesed, and that's what the Metzias of Torah is. Torah itself is Chesed. And another minor from around Kovitz is how we used to say, but just like we know Ruchnius is greater than Gashmius, do a din Chesed also. Avad the Chesed goes in Gashmius. You have to help out one another, you have to be nice to one another, you have to do things to help out. But Avada, there's also a chesed in Ruchnius. It means to makar somebody to Torah, makar somebody to daven better, help out somebody in learning. Somebody doesn't want to learn, give them a cheshbik to learn. The chesed you could do in Ruchnius, that's a greater chesed than in Gashmius. And therefore, Torah is the greatest Ruchnius. To do chesed with Torah, that's the greatest chesed that's possible. So there's all nichla on the lashon of Chaga Bikurim. But Shavuos is the Yom Tov to sit down and think about all the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha of Hashem, of the Maimed HaSinai, what a Maimed Kedusha that was, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down the Torah, Eish Min HaShemayim, Hashem gave us the Koich of Eish, the Torah, what a great Matana that was, to sit down to preach what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Like it's interesting, in a lot of Sforum it says, the Fatna Sefer Yisrael, the Sherish Havoid, he starts off, what's the Ika Tachlis of another in this world? What's the Ika Void do we have? He explains that we do mitzvahs, them is sin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have anything from our mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, like it's not like a king that has his shamashim, has his servants taking care of him, and without his servants, the king can't manage. He needs people to help him. That's not the way Hashem is. Hashem created the world. Hashem Echod, Hashem is a Kol Yochol. Just like he takes care of the world, he can take care of himself also. He does not need us to take care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After we do mitzvahs, we're not really giving anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the pshat is like the pasuk says, by Kabbonos, Ish Berech Nechoy Kol Hashem. Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you give me Nachas Ruach, that I told you to do something in Mekayim HaDvarim. That the whole avodas HaOdom in this world is to give Nachas Ruach. To give pleasure back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be marked the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be marked the chshuvus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to want to show appreciation, to want to give back nachas ruach, that Hashem should be pleased with us, to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that salvates Adam. And how does a person, how does the yid please give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That through the kima of the Torah. So Hashem gave us the Torah, and gave us the way how we could show appreciation back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all you said to the Torah. This is the Eifet. How to give Nachas Ruach back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We always sing, Ashrei Mi, Shamola B'Torah, the Shamola B'Torah, V'yotah Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Tachlis. That's the purpose why a Jew was created in this world. That we should do Avodah, Mekayim B'Mitzvah, the Avodah, the Yira, the Dveikitz, and it's so many majlegas, what does it mean in Nachas Ruach? That the greater you do the mitzvah, the more Nachas Ruach you're going to go to. That's our avodah. So the whole term is Arich Tinsha, how to show a proper faith to Hashem. So the mail of this is the Chag HaShvuach, Chag HaBikur, which means the smile This is the time to go to the Kabbalah and Tzav, that we appreciate what our Torah gives us, and as well, Makabbalah and Tzav, the Gerla Torah, we need the Makabbalah and Tzav to go give back Nachas through our Torah's Gerla. The doctor we know, we always said that you scroll over your rights to good Ruchel Kandu, that through the Kabbalah and Tzav, the Sin of Torah, Hashem named, that that gives us the Vekas, that touches us for Torah's Gerla. Hashem didn't stop give the Torah. Hashem does walk with the Torah. Every time you learn the Torah, we learn the Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other Rabban, Birchat HaTorah, we say, HaMalameh Torah Le'am Yisrael. Who's the real Rabbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malameh of the Torah. But when Hashem gave us the Torah, it wasn't just a medicine. Hashem gave himself with the Torah. But we learn the Torah, it has to learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. We have learned the Kedush of the Torah. That's the way we give true Nachas Ruach. That's what God is about. Alright, it turned out good on the other side. Who do we know what's special in Shavuot? All the Torah says is bring Mitzvah Chadashah. That Shavuot have to bring something special. We know that's called the Shtei HaLechem. We bring two special lechem for Chayash Kutz. Bertram explained that the Eden of Shtei HaLechem is one is Kenegat Torah Shabbat Tzav, and one is Kenegat Torah Shabbat Tzav. That's why Torah Shabbat gave us on Shavuot. That's the Shavuot is the Shtei HaLechem. The Eden of Torah itself is just the same. When Hashem gave us the Torah, like with the Malachim, we'll talk about this, what the Malachim is in the Malachim, and was. But when Moshe was there, that Hashem gave the Torah, the Kedush of Hashem comes down with the Torah now. But that's the way the Torah of the Torah is with the Kedush of Hashem. And to the Kach, there's a little bit of hate between the Torah of the Tzav and the Torah of the Tzav. The Torah of the Tzav we know is given to be written down. We write it down, we're supposed to read it, we're supposed to learn it from the Tzav. And Hashem gave the Torah of the Tzav, just the opposite. Mikra Lofi, you're not allowed to write it down, you're supposed to learn. From Talmud, from Rebbe to Talmud, that's the reason why we know that the Torah of Tzav, that's the Ikkar. That's the treasure of the Torah of Tzav. We don't understand the Torah of Tzav without the Torah of Tzav. The Torah of Tzav, the Jewishes of Chazal, help explain the Torah, the Lachmash and Sinai, that's the Ikkar Pirish of the Torah. And that Ikkar Pirish, that is the Kedusha, that's what the Baruch Hu came down and gave to us. And we know the Torah is a special bliss that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us and not to Goyim. We're not allowed to teach Goyim Torah. Torah is a special bliss that Hashem gave us. The Pesach says in Tehillim, he says in HaLukah, that the Magid, the Vore of Yaakov, Book of Mishpat of Yisrael, it's only the Chayim so we learn the Torah. But L'Yor Sechay L'Chodoi O Mishpatim Abar Yidom. We're not allowed to teach the Torah. Why? Because it's a special bris that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the clients of not for the Goyim. And therefore, in order to keep this bris, it's supposed to be learned that the Rebbe teaches the Talmud, and it goes down the line, but should not be written down. Because if it's written down, then Goyim could have access to it. A Goy could come to read it also. That's called Kedushas, that Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes with the Torah. That's what we're supposed to learn Torah. Even though the Man is there, we have a head to them. That they write down the Torah, the first of the Torah, without the more, we have Mishnayot, otherwise we forget it. There's also a line from Helka, growing up from the Stevens, where Torah for a book was a child, that even when Chazal went to write down the Torah, they wrote it down in ways that the God would learn it to close the Gemara, close the Mishnayot. A lot of Mishnayot, Chazal, the Mishnayot, something is missing, and this is what happens to change around. Sometimes we have questions that say, Yipcha, turn it around, but it doesn't sound right. And that's the important, the first word of the Sech is missing. How could that be? How could Chazal? Every word counts for so much for nothing. How come it says we're missing something here? And sometimes when we have questions, the answer is changed around. We can live that way. It doesn't sound right. The objective Chazal, the doctor wrote it down this way. That only the Jew that has Mutz Chacham, he'll learn the Gemara. He'll learn the Torah about them.
the
question of love, because the simple love is how we affect what we have to do to go down to Shemayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu would like to know that now the Pshat is by the Matan Torah, that Hashem came to Torah with the Pshat of Torah, with the Kriya of Kiddush, with the Chaya of the Kriya of the Torah, and the Torah of the Chaddush. And the Kriya of the Kriya is the Kriya of Shemayim, the Kriya of the Shemayim, and the Kriya of the Kriya of the Kriya of the Kriya in this world, the Kriya of the Torah.
My troops, and the top of the clear that we speak about the
once of Moshe, once went to see the diamond cutter, the spoke with some old diamond chips, he was cutting off, they were mistaken for a way in a special vote, to have come home, if a diamond said, she caught him, the work of Torah moved away from him, so for sure every bit we say, every bit that we hear, we should write it down on the book, but except for the way in a self vote, to say, the support that we can write, the solution to we say that we hear, not with the lesson for time, he says, let's go teach learning, we'll come off the atmosphere, hold on, the art, come to the end, that's the rub, we go to the plan, branch, a little bit of, go to the place, a little bit of, you can take my lecture, just like the transportation, just be the father, and do the board, that could be finished, the catch, the interactive, perfectly good,
the person who
who is a guilty person, that the freedman, the Tanner, is your clerk, so again, the Lachman, the two, that the Machar is done with you, so, is fully free from the Tanner, the big one, that he's led of the Machar, that not just get the story, but the truth of the Tanner, meaning that the Tanner,
the But Good enough.
What's the Ika Kapor, a person did Chatoim? He wants out the Kapor, wants to become clean and Noki. What's the way today? I'm all the Torah Mitzvah said, the Dinin of Tainus, fasting, give yourself Tegufim, give yourself Yisurim. But it says that's not for today. Today the practical answer is be mekavel upon yourself the Yola Torah. That you accept upon yourself the yoke of learning the Torah, of knowing the Torah, of being shame of the Torah, that's Al Kapora. That's the way it was, Bishas HaSinai. Now knowing the Torah, it also extrudes, is also called Chag HaBikurim, Chag HaKitzir, Chag HaBikurim, and the Pshat is what's the mitzvah Bikurim, HaKoros HaTov, that you have to go to thank the Kodesh Baruch who gave you your crop, you have to take off the first, the best, and give it to the Kayin, a little HaKoros HaTov. So, this is really the Yisrael Shavuos also, that a Jew has to have a tremendous amount of HaKoros HaTov, want to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for what HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave us. And then sin the greatest present, the greatest nesin that HaKodesh Baruch Hu ever gave into this world, the Prat Klai's world, was B'Shat Matan Torah. HaKodesh Baruch Hu brought down his Torah from Shemayim, like the Gemara in Shabbos says, that the Blochim Taina don't give it away. This is basically Nazar's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's treasure for 970 Doros before this world was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Torah, and we know the Torah is the blueprints for this world. Like Chazal say, Yistakel B'Yeraisel Bor Alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, and the way the Torah says it, that's the way he created this world. So the greatest matana, the greatest present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever gave us was the Kabbalah HaTorah, the Nesina HaTorah. And therefore this happened on the Chag HaShavuos, and therefore that's what the Torah calls it Chag HaBikurim, meaning a Yid has to be in the matzav of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says about the Gashmius of the Bikurim, because that we see, that we really feel. But this is a limud who are doing. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tremendous present of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. But that though we say in the tefillah of Shemon Esrei, of the Gimur Golem, we say, Atav v'chatonu mikol ami, you chose us. Ahavtoi son v'tlisa bon, we say, v'ramantonu mikol ha'shonish, lift us up. V'ki da'ashtonu v'mitzasecho, v'keravtonu makenu v'resecho, v'shim chagol gosh, oleinu kurosom, this all happened by Har-Sinai. This is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, gave us the mitzvahs, gave us the Kedusha, he lifted us up all other nations, we became the Yam Segula, we became the Mamlechus Kainim, the Bei Kodosh, we are the special Am of Hashem. Like it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tefillin, the way Klaius of the Yam Miuchid, with the special Am. So this special Matana, we receive Tagan Shavuos, those good ones Shavuos are called the Chag HaBikurim, the Tanya HaKadosh HaTov. If you know really how far it's Ruchni goes, what's the comparison of them, that the Torah mitzvahs that we do, like the Apostle said by the Moran, the Apostle told them, see if there's an eight for them, Rashi said there may be any tzaddikim to them. Tzaddikim are called an eight, because an eight gives off pears, gives off fruits. But the tzaddikim give off pears, give off fruits. What's the comparison of them is my Sintovim, his Torah that he learns. The Gemara says, if you teach your friends a son Torah, it's kilu yolda, it's as if you gave birth. You gave birth to him. Because that's the Paris. So the Paris is of Ruchnitz, is the Lima Torah. And we know that Chag HaBikurim is the Pshat, because Shavuos is the mana din on Paris. How much Paris he learned, how much will be grown throughout the year. Avadu Adin, that's the Pshat, it's a Yom Adin on Lima Torah also. Because the Paris that we have, the Paris same, the Lamazim, that's the Maisim Tovim, that's the Torah that we do. So all this comes out.